This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Believe what you want, that no one will care when you die. The world keeps rolling by. Believe what you will.
And as if I need to tell you, this is Mavis Staples. From her childhood days singing with her family group, the Staples Singers, to her solo recordings, to her collaborations with other musicians, Mavis Staples has been one of the best-loved voices in American gospel music. Her new album is Have a Little Faith. It was produced with Jim Tullio, who also wrote several of the songs. Staples chose songs with an uplifting message that, she says, was important in times like these. In fact, In Times Like These is the title of one song. It's a tribute to the victims of the 9/11 tragedy.
You know, it starts with, in times like these, we need to be strong. We had had this terrible tragedy, and these lyrics are just totally, totally right for the victims of that tragedy. The song was written because Jim Tullio had lost two of his friends. And it's saying, too, that everybody needs someone. Everybody needs to lean on someone right now. Everybody needs a friend. We all needed someone to turn to at that time. It's a powerful lyric, and it's a strong lyric for healing.
Everybody.
You have one of those voices that you can recognize in about three notes.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
That's
quite a compliment.
How has your voice changed over the years?
You know, it's gotten a little higher. But actually, that's because I had my tonsils removed. Really, my voice hasn't changed a whole lot. I've even had throat surgery. I had polyps on my right vocal cord.
What do you do to take care of it?
I drink a lot of tea, and I have exercise that I do.
Now, is it a secret, or can you share it with us?
You go way back in your throat. You take a sip of hot tea, and you read a question, you go, yes, no, yes, no. So you go way back there and grab that breath. You know, breath helps it. Now, I do it when I'm walking. I'm walking down Lakeshore Drive, and I'm going to myself, yes, no, yes. And I forget, you know, and I might pass someone, and they look at me like, what is wrong with her? You know, who's she answering to? You know, but it's really good. It has paid off for me.
The artist that is once again known as Prince helped produce your last two albums. Did he play a role in this new release?
No, not at all. None whatsoever.
You worked with him you spent almost a decade working with him. How
mm-hmm.
has he influenced your music?
You know, when I first met Prince, he wouldn't talk to me. You know, he was so shy.
He wouldn't talk to you?
No, he wouldn't talk. He came out to meet me. But I couldn't get him to talk. He would just stand and roll his eyes and smile. And he came to the dressing room. And I said, well, I'm going to make him talk. I'm going to ask him a question. I said, Prince, how's the new Paisley Park? And he said, you'll see. You know, and my father came through. My father said, young man, it's mighty nice of you to come out here and meet Mavis. And he looked at Pops. He said, you can play. One and two word answers. He was just painfully shy, you know. So I went back, and a bulb went off in my head. I said, well, I'll write to him. And I began writing legal pad pages, you know, 13 and 14 pages. I started from my childhood. I intended to let this kid in on every part of my life because I knew who I was with. You know, I knew that this young man was a genius. And if Prince has kept my letters, he has a book. He has a book on Mavis. But that second CD called The Voice, every song on that CD, he went from my letters and wrote those songs. I could hear in each song something that I had written him in the letters.
You have another song on this CD. It's called Pop's Recipe. It's
a, yes.
It's obviously a tribute to your father.
Yes.
And the lyrics, accept responsibility, don't forget humility, at every opportunity, be the best that you can be. As I listen to the song, I imagine you were remembering the lectures that you probably heard on the road and at the supper table.
Yes, exactly right, yes. And that was Pops. That was Pops. Even after we were grown, he never stopped telling us things and keeping us aware of things, you know. And he always would tell us to be the best that you can be.
He said, accept responsibility, don't forget humility, and every opportunity, serve your hardest dream. Don't subscribe to bigotry, hypocrisy, duplicity, respect humanity, that's Pop's recipe, y'all. Pop's recipe.
Mavis, what's your favorite gospel song, the song that you hum to yourself when you need comfort or when you need inspiration?
It is no secret what God can do. That song stays with me whenever I'm down, when anything bothers me. It is no secret what God can do comes to mind.
That is a song that can move in a lot of different directions. And mm-hmm. In some hands, it's very soulful, very slow. In others, it's much more upbeat. When you sing it to yourself, in those moments, mm-hmm. when you have to reach inside yourself and find strength, how do you sing that song?
I sing it slow. It is no secret what God can do. I sing it in that tempo. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what my God can do. That's the way I sing it, Michelle.
Mavis Staples. Her new CD is called Have a Little Faith. It's released August 17th. Ms. Staples, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure, Michelle.